What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from NBC's The Wall, Chris Hardwick. Welcome to the show, man. How you been?
I am well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We were just talking before we got on that I happened to sit next to your mom at dinner. Very nice lady. Your wife was on my show not too long ago, and now I'm getting to talk to you. So I guess my goal is to talk to as many Hardwicks as possible.
You know, my wife and my mom both said the nicest things about you. Like, oh my God, he's so nice. And so now I can go report back and say, yeah, he is.
Please
confirm.
Thank you. And send them my love.
I will.
Congratulations. Season 5 kicking off tonight. It is appointment viewing over at Casa Lopez. We all watch it there. It's a nice family show. I hear you're setting new records when it comes to prize money.
Yeah, there's a lot of money that got up on the wall. I mean, for anyone who's seen the show, you know that the show is a real ride emotionally, because they can have $0 and then $1 million and then $100,000 and then $2 million. And there were some people, a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of different elements at play in the game. But when people are answering trivia correctly and the person out in the front is playing the ball in the right slots and they're doubling and tripling up and they're landing in big amounts, very quickly, you could literally have millions of dollars on the wall. And we got some pretty, there were some ones this season were like, oh my God, like it really was incredible.
And what is this new twist, wall to wall? How does that work?
So basically, in the body of the game, when the person is answering trivia behind the wall and the person's out front, you know, doing the strategy of the game, when they're answering trivia, they can double up, they can triple up. In other words, they can play 2 balls, they can play 3 balls.
Got it.
But now they can say, I want to go wall to wall. And it always sounds like that because it's a very exciting element to the show. And that means that they can play 7 balls all at once, so a ball in each slot, which is a big swing to take.
It's a big swing.
Because if the person gets it right, then those all turn green, they win a lot of money. But if they get it wrong, it's a very devastating, just to see like 7 red balls just raining sadness down on their total. So, I really would love for everyone to win. I want them all to leave with money.
That's the best feeling.
I have no effect over the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
I can't control that, but it's what I want, Mario.
My only critique is that as opposed to wall to wall, I wish it would have gone to balls to the wall. balls to the wall.
Don't think I didn't pitch that. I think there were a few times in the first season where I just sort of threw that in. I would say it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after like a couple episodes, they were like, oh, yeah, can you stop saying that?
That would make me want to tune in.
Like, I know, but it's, I'm not saying anything wrong.
Right.
That's what, is it, you know, that's
you're being literal.
Could you please stop saying that?
Yeah, let's knock off the balls. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
let's talk a little Walking Dead. Aired, of course, for more than a decade. Now HBO has a hit with The Last of Us. Why do you think this genre is so successful again and again?
I mean, I think there are qualities about it that where when you watch the show, you know, you project yourself into these like survival storylines and be like, how would I do? Right. Who would I become? What would I do? I mean, I worked on the show for so long that in any, you know, like sort of public place that I'm in, space that I'm in, I automatically go, okay, so if the zombie apocalypse were to happen now, I could exit through there. I could climb over that.
Yeah,
I could use that as a weapon.
Right.
You know, so there's just a lot of, you know, I think there's
you're living vicariously. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We're projecting ourselves into these. So, I mean, I don't know if you have a zombie apocalypse plan. I have one. I don't know if I'd be any good,
right.
You know, mine would be to stick by my wife, Lydia, because she's amazing at stuff. And so whatever she would be doing, I would be sticking close by.
I like that plan. I like that plan. I'd probably have the same approach with Mrs. Lopez over here. CBS is replacing James Corden with At Midnight, which you originally hosted.
I did.
You think the show will find some success there? What are your thoughts on that?
I really hope it does. I mean, I don't, you know, just full disclosure, I don't have anything to do with the show, but I am glad that it's coming back because you think with infinite... Like, you think with infinite channels, there'd be a lot of like stand-up comedians on television, a lot of spaces, and there aren't. You know, in the UK, there are a ton of these types of panel shows, and they're really great for comedy.
Right.
Like, comedians can, you know, like do these shows and tours and sell out, you know, big venues. And the thing that I always loved about our show is that it was a great place for comedians to come on, be funny, not burn through their material so they could save that material for their specials or for their act or whatever. And I as a lover of comedy and comedians, I was excited that a network is saying, hey, we're going to do this and put comedians on television in a late night slot. And I really, you know, I did 600 episodes of that show. I loved doing it. The schedule was a little, was a lot,
mm-hmm.
You know, especially, you know, and I didn't even have a baby back then. And so, you know, the schedule was a lot, but it was really fun. And I'm just excited that I'm excited for comedy that is coming back to television. And I hope whoever does it has the same wonderful experience that I had doing it, because it really was one of the most fun things I ever got to do, like making dumb jokes about the internet with my friends who were comedians. So I actually I'm excited and I'll definitely be watching.
Last question. We're closing in on the 30th anniversary of the debut of MTV Singled Out, which I can't believe. And I know you hosted over 100 some odd episodes.
I'm so old. Oh my God.
You and I both, bud. Any idea if
remember when we worked in the 1900s, Mario?
I know. Oh, I know. You know, what's funny is I heard on the radio, like we're going back, we're going to a classic jam, an old school classic jam, and it was something from the early 2000s. I go, that can't be classic. That's not classic jam.
Oh, well, how about this? Like, I worked at G4 in like 2007 to 2011, and people go, I used to watch you back in the day on G4. I'm like, oh my God, back in the day for me.
Right.
I feel like I'm 200 years old.
No.
But yes, the 30th anniversary.
Wild, huh?
Crazy.
Do you have any idea of any of the couples ever worked out?
I don't think so. I think it was, I would often run into people and they go, oh, I was a contestant on Single Out. I go, oh, did you ever see that person again? No, I just came on because I won a circle right. And I got to be on MTV.
Exactly.
I don't think it was, I mean, Single Out was really interesting because I think it was sort of like maybe a game show prototype for what Tinder became, I think. I don't know.
That's a good point.
But it ultimately, I think it was just, you know, if you were a Gen X kid, in college, you know, in your 20s at the time, you probably watched that show. And if you were on it, it was really just about like you got to be on MTV. Because that show aired like 4 times a day.
I remember. Oh, boy, I remember. No, that's great, man. Congratulations on everything. The Wall airs Tuesdays on NBC. Check it out. Chris, thanks so much for hanging out.
Mario, I really appreciate you. And thank you so much. And again, my family says hello.
My best to the rest of the Hardwicks.
Take care, bud.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.